some words from President of Basketball Operations and Head Coach Flip Saunders, then hear from Kevin himself before we open it up to some questions. Flip?
You know, first of all, I want to welcome some people here. I want to welcome Jill Charles, the representative for Kevin, of course, Kevin's family, Brandy, Coco Capri, and his sister Sonia. And it was interesting because we were downstairs and we were in the room, and Kevin had not seen the video that somebody put out about coming home. So Charles pulled it up on his phone, and we watched it down there, and Kevin was watching it. And Brandy said to me, she goes, "You know what? That's my favorite song. You know what? It's my favorite song now, too." So, you know, there's been a lot written about Kevin the last few days since we made the trade. And, you know, from the point that somebody said, well, he's coming to change the culture in the locker room and do a lot of things. And, you know, one, you know, we feel very good about our players that we have. You know, we've established a culture. We've got great leadership in Ricky Rubio and Kevin Martin and Pekovic have shown leadership through a very difficult time this year with the injuries that we've had. And as I told KG when we talked after the trade, I just want you to be KG. You know, be who you are. And that's probably the most competitive person I've ever been around. Someone that plays with a great amount of passion. Someone that is lets you know how he feels at all times, which is always good. A great teammate, high basketball IQ. And I think one of the most important things, and I remember saying this when we first got KG, what I love about more than anything is he made his teammates better. Whether it was on the floor, whether it was off the floor, whatever he did was from the fact of making them better. And that's why we brought him back here. He's a heck of a basketball player. And you know, we feel that, you know, with the core that we have and with NKG, that he's going to be able to add a lot to this team and this organization. So I can tell you that I'm extremely happy. I believe that KG's happy. I know Sonia's happy, his sister, because I know she loves Minnesota. And I know one thing. I know the people of Minnesota are happy, because I know the reception that our organization has received from those people, the fans, has been really off the chart. And we got the approval because we got Sid's approval. So, so I'll turn it over to KG for a few words.
First off, I'm happy to be here. It's good to see everybody. You know, coming in here, I've seen I got to tell the story for them. So Phil's daughter and Brian, who I haven't seen since his daughter had a pacifier anymore. Now she's a grown lady working in the front office. And Ryan, who was a ball kid here, like 10 years old, is a grown man. And voice as deep as probably both of ours. So it's just good to see familiar faces. Sam Mitchell's here, a dirty veteran who I've always given credit to with my progression and my growth by being here, probably throughout my whole career. Coming here was a hard decision for me because I am a loyal person. Obviously, you know, leaving Brooklyn in the middle of the season wasn't the best way that I would like to do it, but with the opportunity of coming in here, helping young guys in this transition of being better and bettering this team for the city, I saw this as a great opportunity for me. So I'm just happy to be here, and I figure if LeBron can go home, then shit, why can't I?
Some microphones being passed around, so if you can please identify yourself.